This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Lorenzo, Lorenzo Britton, B like boy, Britton, Sr. Date of birth, August 16th of 1950. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Britton, who was seen in consultation on June 1st of 2023 for stage 3A chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. He also had a history of left upper pole kidney carcinoma, which had cryoablation done in March of 2020 in Lansing, Michigan at Sparrow Hospital. He has not had the MRI that we suggested after this consultation due to some left costovertebral angle tenderness. And the MRI would not require contrast, so it would be perfectly safe for anyone with renal disease, as long as he has no other contraindications for MRI. The patient has had other MRIs, he reports, but not since he was seen in consultation in June. He is now wearing a Freestyle Libre monitor for blood sugars, and blood sugars are starting to improve quite a bit. Most readings are less than 200 during the day, and average readings are also less than 200 for 7, 14, and 30 days. He has recently had to go to ER for low potassium levels and received some IV potassium levels, but he has not been started on oral potassium yet. His most recent level is normal at 3.5, but when he went to the ER, it was 3 or less. And now the repeat is better. However, he probably needs a low dose of potassium at this time. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. He is off lisinopril. He's also off gabapentin. He's off Lexapro since his initial visit. Glipizide has been increased from 5 milligram daily to 10 milligram twice a day. He's on Pletal, P-L-E-T-A-L, 100 milligram twice a day. Also, amlodipine is 10 milligram daily, and he's on Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, 7 milligram daily, and that's a rather new medication. And Lantus is 10 units once daily at bedtime. Actually, the gabapentin was changed from 300 milligram once a day to 300 milligram three times a day. Physical exam, weight is 230 pounds. That is about a 22-pound decrease over the last 7 months. Pulse is 81, and blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 128 over 76. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done January 24th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.55. Estimated GFR is 47. Calcium 9.53. Albumin 4.1. Phosphorus is 3.3. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 3.5. Hemoglobin 15.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2. Type 2 diabetes with improved control. 3. Hypertension, currently at goal. for hypokalemia, requiring IV potassium recently. We are going to start him on potassium chloride, 10 mL equivalent, once a day, just a low dose, and then continue to monitor the potassium levels. That could, of course, be increased, but he's just at the lower end of normal currently. And we'd like him to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. And if you would like to order the MRI of the abdomen without contrast to evaluate the kidney cancer history in the left upper pole, that would be certainly appropriate and appreciated. And we did discuss that with the patient today and his wife, who was also present for the visit. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.